In the first quarter of 2026, an astonishing 91% of all new energy capacity added to the U.S. grid came from just two sources: solar and battery storage. But as this market explodes, a new, cheaper battery technology is being industrialized at massive scale, not in the U.S. or Europe, but in China. Is the West about to be outmaneuvered in the next phase of the energy race? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift in the battery landscape. The first is the commercial arrival of sodium-ion technology, a potential game-changer led by Chinese giants. The second is the superscaling of traditional lithium-ion storage in the West, driven by an unexpected customer, artificial intelligence. And finally, we'll look at the new geopolitical rules that are forcing Western companies to make some very tough supply chain decisions. Troy, let's start in China. We're seeing major headlines about a company called CATL.
That's right. On August 5th, CATL, the world's largest battery manufacturer, signed a landmark 60 gigawatt-hour supply agreement with Chinese energy integrator Hyperstrong. This deal is for CATL's new sodium-ion batteries, with mass production to begin in 2026.
Okay, 60 gigawatt-hours is a massive number. But what exactly is a sodium-ion battery, and why is this deal so significant?
Simply put, it's a battery that uses abundant and cheap sodium instead of lithium. Crucially, CATL's Nextra battery design also eliminates cobalt and nickel and uses aluminum current collectors. This isn't a lab curiosity anymore. This is industrialization on a gigawatt scale. Its energy density has reached 175 watt-hours per kilogram, which is competitive for stationary energy storage and urban electric vehicles.
So a cheaper battery, made from more common materials, is now being produced at scale. What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers who are heavily invested in lithium-ion?
It's a direct competitive threat and a potential opportunity. For EV makers targeting city cars or for energy project developers, a Chinese-made sodium-ion battery could significantly lower costs. But it's also an opportunity. The technology de-risks supply chains from lithium price volatility. We're already seeing it deployed. Hina Battery just delivered the world's first electric mining truck powered by a 676 kilowatt-hour sodium-ion system.
And for Western trading companies and distributors?
A new product category is emerging, and it's coming fast. The 2026 mass production date is a clear signal. Sourcing and partnership discussions with firms like CATL, Hina, or Bonin Battery should begin now. The key will be securing supply and understanding the performance trade-offs for specific applications, like its superior performance in extreme cold, retaining over 85% capacity at minus 40 degrees Celsius.
So the actionable insight for executives?
Immediately task your R&D and strategy teams to evaluate sodium-ion technology, model its impact on your product cost downs and supply chain resilience. This isn't a future trend. It's a 2026 commercial reality you need to prepare for today.
While China is commercializing a new battery chemistry, the story in the U.S. seems to be about scaling the current one to an incredible degree. What's driving this?
Two letters, AI. The demand for power from new data centers is staggering, and it's creating a gold rush for battery storage, particularly in the PJM market, which serves 65 million people in the eastern U.S.
How is that playing out on the ground?
We're seeing projects at a scale that was unimaginable a few years ago. For instance, Eolian just broke ground on the Flint Grid project in Ohio, a 1 gigawatt-hour battery system. That's the largest in the PJM grid. And its location near New Albany's data center corridor is no coincidence. PJM has a projected 6.8 gigawatt capacity shortfall, and they're holding emergency auctions to get more storage online fast.
So the U.S. market is sticking with what it knows, lithium ion, but just building more of it?
They are, but the technology isn't standing still. On August 6th, Tesla officially began production of its new Megapack 3 at a new gigafactory in Brookshire, Texas. This factory alone can produce 50 gigawatt-hours of batteries annually. Critically, the Megapack 3 has a 28% higher energy density than the previous version, fitting more power into the same footprint.
And we're seeing these new Tesla packs deployed already.
Exactly. Ørsted just brought its 500 megawatt-hour O300 storage project online in Texas using Tesla Megapacks. This is the playbook for U.S. grid-scale storage right now. Proven lithium-ion technology, optimized for density and rapid deployment, aims squarely at stabilizing the grid for renewables and hungry data centers.
So what's the immediate impact for U.S. and European manufacturers in this ecosystem?
The demand isn't just for batteries. It's for the entire balance of system. Inverters, thermal management, switchgear, control systems, and software. European power electronics specialists have a massive opportunity to supply these booming U.S. projects.
And for trading companies and distributors?
The U.S. market is mature and scaling. Modo Energy forecasts that energy arbitrage spreads in PJM will more than double by 2030, identifying 2028 to 2032 as the most lucrative window for new projects to come online. The business is in distributing proven, bankable systems to developers who are racing to meet that window.
The key action item for executives here.
If you manufacture industrial electrical components or power electronics, your sales teams need to be embedded with the best integrators and developers active in the PJM and ERCOT markets. The demand is immediate and immense.
Okay, Troy, let's connect the dots. We have this surge of low-cost sodium-ion technology from China and a massive AI-driven boom in high-performance lithium-ion in the United States. How do these two trends collide?
They collide at the intersection of cost, performance, and geopolitics. The critical development here is a new U.S. government rule for commercial projects in 2026 to claim the valuable Section 48E Investment Tax Credit, or ITC. They must meet Foreign Entity of Concern, or FEOC, compliance.
What does that mean in simple terms?
It means at least 55% of the battery project's value cannot be tied to an entity from a country like China. So if your project relies on batteries from a world leader like Tatlaw, you are at high risk of losing your tax credit, which can make or break project financing.
This is a huge decision point for developers. Cheaper Chinese battery versus a more expensive, but ITC-eligible, domestic or allied option.
Precisely. It creates a powerful incentive to build a non-Chinese supply chain, and we're seeing a direct corporate response. EnergyX, for example, just established a $230 million joint venture to build a 15,000-ton LFP cathode plant in Texas. It's part of a brine-to-battery strategy to create a domestic supply chain that is FEOC compliant.
So how should U.S. and European manufacturers navigate this?
This is a direct call to action to build out the North American and European battery supply chains, from mineral processing to cell and pack manufacturing. The political and economic incentives are now aligned. We're also seeing policies that define recycled North American battery materials as domestic, which makes recycling investments, with recovery rates now up to 95% for lithium and cobalt, strategically critical.
What does this mean for trading companies?
Your job just got much more complex. You need to become an expert on FEOC regulations. Your customers will demand sourcing options that are clearly delineated, FEOC compliant and non-compliant, with transparent breakdowns of the total landed cost, including tax credit implications. Geopolitical risk analysis is now a core competency.
And the number one takeaway for Western executives listening right now?
You must conduct an immediate and thorough audit of your battery supply chain for FEOC exposure. Every project financing model for 2026 and beyond must account for ITC eligibility. And you should be actively seeking out and investing in the emerging North American and European supply chain partners who can ensure your projects qualify.
All right, Troy, a lot to process this week. Let's boil it down to the key strategic takeaways for our listeners.
First, sodium ion is no longer a future technology. It is a commercial reality being industrialized at scale by Chinese firms like CATL. Mass production in 2026 will introduce a lower-cost, de-risk alternative for stationary storage and urban mobility, presenting a significant competitive challenge to Western incumbents.
Second, the lithium-ion market in the U.S. is not just growing, it's exploding, with AI data center demand as the primary catalyst. Technology leaders like Tesla are responding with rapid innovation, increasing energy density by 28% in their new megapacks, ensuring lithium-ion remains the dominant force in grid-scale applications for the near future.
And third, geopolitics now dictates battery supply chain strategy. The U.S. government's FEOC rules for tax credits create a stark choice: embrace lower-cost Chinese technology and forfeit incentives,
or invest in building a more expensive but politically secure domestic or friendshore supply chain. This is the single most important strategic variable facing the industry.
Three critical points that will define competition and investment in the energy sector for the next 5 years. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us next week as we continue to track the technologies reshaping your industry. I'm Sizzy.
And I'm Troy.
For Troy Technical Intelligence, thank you for listening. Make sure you are subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your strategic intelligence, so you never miss an episode.